This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We go back and forth around here on the whole how's the economy doing thing. Consumers seem pretty happy, businesses less so. So we decided to call one of our regulars who lives and works at the intersection of people and businesses. Alana Furco is the manager of the Butte Plaza Mall in Butte, Montana. Hi, Alana.
Hi, Kai. How's everything on your end?
Well, I'm fine, but, you know, I'm here every day. The reason we got you on the phone is because we want to know what's going on at the Butte Plaza Mall.
Oh, my goodness. Things are better. Things are better. Things are brighter.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Tell me more.
Well, the call center, FCR, is our newest business. They're a call-in, technical, and customer support center. It's just a great atmosphere. I mean, they've got over 100 employees on site. They have moved into their location. They were out here in some of our temporary spaces while their space was being refreshed. I miss them.
You miss your the old folks in the department store, right, who you used to know?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I miss them. But I miss the call center people being out here in these temporary spaces.
Yeah.
It was lively, and now they're in their location, which is a little bit removed from me.
Yeah.
But yeah, we still make time to visit.
Yeah. Let me ask you a foot traffic question. I mean, do you think the call center and the other businesses that you're hoping to get into that mall are going to do anything for foot traffic, which is, of course, the lifeblood of the retailers to whom you rent space?
Yes. Well, employees, actually, they go out and visit the other businesses.
Oh, yeah.
People are not just here to shop. They're here to eat, to socialize, to go to a movie. But you make friends here and you build routines. We've got our mall walkers that walk every day.
I know. We've talked about them. Tell me what happens when you walk through the mall. What do you see? Are there like empty storefronts and for rent signs, or is it reasonably humming? What is it like in the Butte Plaza Mall as you take a lap around, which I'm sure you do all the time?
You know, I just came in from being outside and inside. There's a glaring reality. We do have vacancies,
yeah.
But let's call them opportunities.
There you go.
You know, hopefully at some point people are going to see the potential. And now having the call center in their own environment, we can show people that this out-of-the-box thinking brings more opportunities than just retail opportunities.
Have you been in malls and retail your whole life, your whole career?
Yes, pretty much so, yes. 30 years, over 30 years.
Wow. This is, if I remember our previous calls correctly, this is going to be the first back-to-school season without a department store in the Butte Plaza Mall, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're already feeling it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, tell me about that.
Actually, right now, Kai, we do not have family shoes or a lot of clothing options, but we've got a lot of boutique stores popping up. So this, you know, the change in retail may bring opportunity for a little entrepreneur who has always thought to open a boutique. Maybe now is the time to fill that need.
Alana Furco at the Butte Plaza Mall in Butte, Montana. Alana, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Kai.